"But you've just done that," said Hermione in Bellatrix's commanding, arrogant voice. Travers looked around, eyebrows raised. The guard was confused. He stared down at the thin golden probe and then at his companion, who said in a slightly dazed voice,
"Yeah, you've just hit them, Marius."
Hermione swept forward, Ron by her side, Harry and Griphook trotting invisibly behind them. Harry glanced back as they crossed the threshold. The wizards were both scratching their heads. Two goblins stood before the inner doors, which were made of silver, and which carried the poem warning of dire retribution to potential thieves. Harry looked up at it, and all of a sudden a knife-sharp memory came to him. Standing on this very spot on the day that he had turned 11, the most wonderful birthday of his life, and Hagrid standing beside him saying,
"Like I said, you'd be mad to try and rob it."
Gringotts had seemed a place of wonder that day, the enchanted repository of a trove of gold he had never known he possessed, and never for an instant could he have dreamed that he would return to steal. But within seconds they were standing in the vast marble hall of the bank. The long counter was manned by goblins sitting on high stools, serving the first customers of the day. Hermione, Ron, and Travers headed toward an old goblin who was examining a thick gold coin through an eyeglass. Hermione allowed Travers to step ahead of her on the pretext of explaining features of the hall to Ron. The goblin tossed the coin he was holding aside, said to nobody in particular,
"Leprechaun,"
and then greeted Travers, who passed over a tiny golden key, which was examined and given back to him. Hermione stepped forward.
"Madam Lestrange," said the goblin, evidently startled. "Dear me, how may I help you today?"
"I wish to enter my vault," said Hermione.
The old goblin seemed to recoil a little. Harry glanced around. Not only was Travers hanging back, watching, but several other goblins had looked up from their work to stare at Hermione.
"You have identification?"
asked the goblin.
"Identification? I have never been asked for identification before," said Hermione.
"They know,"
whispered Griphook in Harry's ear.
"They must have been warned there might be an impostor." "Your wand will do, madam," said the goblin.
He held out a slightly trembling hand, and in a dreadful blast of realization, Harry knew that the goblins of Gringotts were aware that Bellatrix's wand had been stolen.
"Act now, act now,"
whispered Griphook in Harry's ear.
"The imperious curse."
Harry raised the hawthorn wand beneath the cloak, pointed it at the old goblin, and whispered for the first time in his life,
"Imperio!"